Good morning. Welcome once again to another broadcast here from my home. I'm coming to you live from my house, and I want to welcome every single one of you to be with me. You guys are such a blessing joining me so early in the morning that we can pray and get into the word and a little word of encouragement. I want to get you charged up for the day. Hope you guys are set. I got live on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, X, TVer, TikTok, live everywhere. About 250,000 potential viewers. Now, of course, 250,000 people are not awake at this hour, but we're here for you. We want to start the day off right and get you going. We like to set the pace in the morning. That way we can ask God to be with us, to protect us, to guide us. We can learn a little bit about who he is. We read a proverb of the day, maybe get into a little word of encouragement. Hit share while you're there. Hit follow. Let me know that you're here. Put a comment down below. If you get a chance, those of you that are on TikTok also, hit share, follow, comment, and let me know that you're here and you can make a connection, that you can hear me okay. Yesterday, I had TikTok going, and I don't know what happened. There was no audio whatsoever, but since they're not connected to my whole dynamic software that I utilize, then I don't know. I don't get a chance to look down and look at everything that they say so often. So they just pop on here and watch and are curious, probably from their pillows or their cars, or if they're on the other side of the planet, maybe in the middle of their work. Don't know. Anyway, good morning, everybody. I want to thank you so much for being with me on the broadcast. I'm Pastor Clark Ortiz here from Center Church, and Center Church is a wonderful, dynamic church in the city of Far. So, I'm so honored to be able to have such a beautiful church family that love the Lord. And I put a crawl down below on my broadcast, and it's my mantra for the year. I want to be your pastor, and I want to walk you through challenges and concerns and cares and problems and situations of your life. I want to give you words of insight that will encourage you and build you up according to the word of God, help you with your situations, your health, your mindset, your relationships. I want to walk you through the cares and concerns of life, that you're not by yourself. The world today has found themselves so fractured that we don't have someone that walks with us. Right today, our mentors are 30-second, 60-second videos on social media. We find out what's going on in the news by strangers that are talking to us, and we don't even know who they are, yet we believe everything that they say, or the world does. And you might find yourself with situations you need to talk to a counselor. You may need to talk to somebody to be able to help you go through the challenge that you're going through. And you say to yourself, I don't have the money to go talk to a counselor or a psychiatrist or a psychologist. And, you know, that's what a pastor does. A pastor actually gives you the biblical principles that you need to learn, or you need to know, to be able to help you go through the challenges and circumstances that you go through in your life. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians that Jesus gave us a fivefold ministry to equip us for the preparation, for the ministry, for the work of the ministry, and the preparation of the body of Christ, to prepare us through work, through being school teachers and doctors and lawyers and physicians and either other pastors, prepared to be apostles and evangelists and so forth. And so that's what God has given us the fivefold ministry for. And so I want to thank you guys for giving me, whether it's a minute, 30 seconds, or your full attention, I'm here for you. And we want to be your church. We want to be your church family. I want to be your pastor. And I'm willing to make that bold statement that my interest is to be able to see you through life's journey. I probably have a decent 35 good years in front of me that I believe, Lord willing, I'll be here for the next 35 years with strength and clarity of mind to be able to give you the word of life and truth and prepare you to prepare the next generation for the next generation. And we can pay it forward. And that's what our interest is to be able to pay it forward. Well, let's go ahead and begin with a proverb of the day. Proverbs chapter 5. Today is January the 5th. So Proverbs chapter 5. I'm reading verse 21, 22, and 23. For the ways of the man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he watches all his paths. His own iniquities will capture the wicked, and he will be held with the cords of his sin. He will die of lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly, he will go astray. That's the person that he's talking to that's living in sin. That sin, that the person who lives in iniquity gets captured in his own wickedness. But verse 21, the ways of the man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he watches all his paths. You know, you ever thought that you're by yourself? I want you to know you're not. God's watching. God's watching. Reminds me of a joke. Reminds me of a joke. A man broke into a house. Lights were off. It's very dark. He has a little flashlight. It wouldn't turn on. He kind of tinkered with it. And then all of a sudden, he heard a parrot go, "Bark." Jesus is watching. And he goes, "Oh, it was that parrot. Oh, my gosh, he's going to get me in trouble." Still playing with it. And he goes, "Bark. Jesus is watching." And the man still with the thief is still with the flashlight. And he finally is able to turn it on. When he turns it on, he sees this big Rottweiler, this big pit bull in front of him. And the parrot goes, "Bark. Get him, Jesus." Jesus is watching. Jesus is watching. Good morning, Arabelle. God bless you. Good to see you here this morning. May God richly bless you and protect you throughout the day and prepare you for greatness today. Today's going to be a great day. It's nice and brisk outside. It's going to be fantastic. Stuck my head out the window. That's the best way to do weather reports. So the scripture here, our Proverbs of the day, basically chapter 5, verse 21, for the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he watches all his paths. Now, some people, I used to look at this that, oh my gosh, God just watching me to judge me? Is he watching me to find out when I'm doing something wrong? And I thought to myself, I used to think to myself that, oh my gosh, I don't want him to watch me. I treated God as if he was, of course, my father, but always looking at it, make sure that I'm going to do right. But I realize that God watches us for more than that. God watches us to protect us. God watches us in places that we may need his help. We might need his help financially, his help in relationships. He watches us. We have a God that watches us. And I want you to think about that. I mean, have you ever gone outside and just watched the birds? Are you asking, are the birds in trouble? Are they sinning? Are they stealing, you know, acorns from each other, little seeds and worms? Are you doing that? No. Yeah, you watch the birds and you just kind of enjoy watching them. And if you happen to find a bird in trouble, what would you do? You know what you'd do. You'd go over there and you'd help that bird out. And so I had to change my mindset. I realized that my mindset was wrong because, yeah, I was evil. I was doing things I shouldn't have done. I would go out and sin, and I would lie, and whatever, you know, in the world. And so I was afraid that someone was going to be watching me, you see? And if you have that type of mindset, I want to encourage you to just ask the Lord to forgive you and just thank God that he watches you. You know, if you've ever been alone in your car driving in a road that you're not familiar with and there's no lights on, no other cars around you, you better pray that God is watching you, that he's watching that the engines are working good and the car is protected, that no animal is going to walk in front of you. God's watching you. The path and the ways that you're going, God is watching you. He's not watching you to find out when you're doing something wrong so he can jump down your throat and beat you up. He didn't do it. I mean, if you think about that, you know, you think, why didn't God stop you in the middle of the sin? He talked to you, probably told you don't do it. But that's not what God does. God watches you because he wants to be there for you. Hopefully that you might ask for forgiveness. You might ask him for some help, that you might talk to him. He's always with you. When it says right here in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 22, verse 21, for the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord. The ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord. Everywhere you go, God is watching you. You should be happy about that. Praise the Lord. God is watching me. God, I ask you to keep watching me. Sometimes I wish my daddy was with me all the time. And, you know, he's gone home to be with the Lord now 24 years. It'll be 24 years this year. 24 years he's been gone. I'm already older than what my dad was when he passed. I wish he was still here. He could watch some of the things that I've done. Praise God. I have a God that watches me. You have a God that watches you. Be happy with that. It's God that watches you. He walks with you, talks with you, wants to be with you, wants to be your God. Because he knows you can't do it by yourself. You know, I'm reminded of the book of Psalms. He makes this statement in Psalms chapter 2. Let me get there here real quick. In Psalms chapter 2, it's such a great statement here. It says right here, he says, oh Lord, how the adversaries have increased and many are rise up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance in him, in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory and the one who lifts my head. I will cry to the Lord with a loud voice and he answers me from his holy mountain. Wow. The enemy, the adversary, man, they rise up, they connive, they strategize, they plan. They prepare. Who's the enemy? Well, sickness and disease, the doubt. It could be liars, naysayers, gossipers. You know, God is there. But thou, O Lord, are a shield about me. You're about me. You're about me, Lord. He says, and I will cry to the Lord with my voice. And he answered me from his holy mountain. And he goes that I lay down and slept. When I go to bed, you know, I have some friends that, God bless them, they wake up in the morning and they thank God that God has given them another day. You know, I thank God that God gave me a day. I don't believe that I should die in my sleep. I mean, I believe I will fall asleep and never wake up again when it's time for me to die. That's my faith. But I hear them and they say, you know, thank God I woke up in the morning. They're excited they woke up in the morning. Almost as if when they went to sleep, they were afraid that they might not. Yeah, you know what? It's a good thing to say, thank God you woke up in the morning. But I hope you're not fearing that when you go to sleep that you might not wake up. I'll be honest with you. The Bible says to be absent from the body, to be present for the Lord. I mean, I feel bad for the people that are still here when I pass on. I don't feel bad about me when it's my time to go. I'm happy that God is with me and I'll be before the Lord and I'll love him. And I mean, I want to go like Enoch went. The Bible says that he walked with God till he became no more. And this passage right here, it says in Psalms chapter 3, verse 3, Psalms 3:3, but thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I will cry, verse 4, I will cry to the Lord and he hears my voice. He answers me from his holy mountain. Verse 5, I will lie down and sleep and I woke, for the Lord sustained me. I like this. Watch verse 6 and 7. I like this. It gets even better. I will not be afraid of 10,000 people who have set themselves against and around about me. Now, you and I can grab that script and say, Lord, I'm not afraid of 10,000 people. But I got news for you. You don't got 10,000 people that are after you. David did. So for him to say this, when King David wrote this thing, he had 10,000 people. He had millions that surrounded him. They wanted to do him in. You don't have 10,000 people, but we have this word that we can stand on. I'm not afraid of 10,000 people who have set themselves against me around about me. I like verse 7. You ready for this? Arise, O Lord, save me, O my soul, for thou hast smitten all my enemies in the cheek. Thou hast shattered the teeth of the wicked. Oh, I like that. Shattered the teeth of the wicked. You know, the lion in the jungle, I've heard this said before, turns out to be true. The lion that is the loudest in the jungle is the oldest. He's the oldest lion because that's the last weapon that he has, is his roar. When the enemy's last weapon is all the noise, that's all you got. I like that he says, thou hast smitten my enemies on the cheek, and you've shattered the teeth of the wicked. The wicked have no bite. Don't be afraid of any attack of the enemy. Don't be afraid of anything that the enemy may throw your way. God is by your side. God is walking with you. And I love this. Verse 8. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Thy blessings be upon thy people. Come on, everybody. Just give God praise. Come on. Say amen there. Let me see here. Manuel, God bless you. Manuel Lucio. Amen. God bless you. Ruben and Veronica, God bless you guys. Amen. We got Samuel from India with us. God bless you, my brother. Good morning, my brother. God richly bless you on the other side of the pond, as they say. And Ruben, amen. God bless you. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Let me get your day started. You know, I like setting your sail that you get this day started. Today's Friday. As I produce this broadcast, it's the end of the day, and I want to encourage you. Give the Lord praise for this day. He's sustained you throughout the entire year. The new year had begun. Here we are 5 days into the year, and we have to have our eyes fixed to the goal, and the goal that we have is this year, 2024. Let me pray for you, and let's get the day started. I'm not going to be done with the broadcast, though. I'm going to be here a little bit longer. I want to share something with you. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, I just ask you to be with my friends and bless them everywhere that they go. Cover them with your precious blood. Allow your protection to continue to be upon them and guide them through every walk and every challenge that they may go through. Father, we pray for peace in Israel, and we ask you to protect them and allow your ministering spirits to speak to them all around the planet. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that we put on your full armor, that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. Not part of the armor, we take on the whole armor. We gird about our loins with the truth of your word, for we stand on the truth that your word is about. We've shod our feet with a preparation of the gospel of peace, that we shall be prepared to share your word with everybody around us wherever we go. We take on the breastplate of righteousness, for you say in your word that we are the righteousness of God, for we are your righteousness. Keep us protected and keep us right before you. We take on the helmet of salvation, for we have asked you to forgive us of our sins, and you have saved our soul. But Father, you also save us from all challenges that we may be going through. We lift up the shield of faith, that we can quench the fiery darts of the evil one, the wicked one that may throw challenges our way. We thank you that you have given us your faith, that we can walk by faith and not by sight. And we take out the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that we can cut the devil down to size. And we thank you that your word goes before us. It is a fiery flame that forever protects us, and you continue to guide us. And I pray for everyone right now, and I ask you to be with them. Every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, I ask you to be with them. Heal their bodies and restore them. Have them prepared for Sunday as they prepare for their message. And Father, I pray for my friends that are watching today, that their day be protected and that they be, let it be prosperous. Let today be a great day in their life. Allow them to receive the blessings that you have prepared for them, that they can prosper spiritually, physically, socially, mentally, and financially. And Father, we give you praise for this right now, and we thank you for your healing power, that not a single one of us will be sick, but we'll be able to walk and be delivered and be healed by the power of your word. And Father, we thank you for this right now in the precious name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Come on, hit amen down below. Let's see. Isaac, my brother, God bless you, man. God bless you, Isaac. Good morning. Good morning. Who else we got here? We have, let's see here. Marinelle Trevino, God bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for praying with us. I saw your other post over. God bless you. Thank you so much. Here for you. Who else we have here? Philippa. God bless you, Philippa. Good to see you. We pray that God be with you everywhere you go. Thank you, Adibel. God bless you. God's going to bless you. I thank you for everything you do in the school districts for the children. God bless you so much. Ruben and Veronica, God bless you so much. Connie Verial, God bless you, Connie. We love you so much. Thank you for being here and praying with us this morning. God bless you, Olivia. You're a blessing. May the Lord continue to bless everything that you do, and the work of your hands be great upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right, so we're doing the Daniel fast. Let's talk about that a little bit, all right? We started the Daniel fast. I always started at midnight when the clock strikes 12. That's when I start the Daniel fast. There's some that don't start it at 12 on January the 1st, and I understand because they have their festivities still going on and celebrations and so forth. I like to turn it on right at 1 o'clock, but I'm right at 12 o'clock. I don't wait. I like it. I think because it's easier for me to count the days. I'm going to do this for 21 days. So when 21st of January rolls around, it's pretty easy for me to remember that's my last day of the fast. So the first 3 days are the toughest, and it landed on Wednesday. And I talked with everybody in the congregation at the church. We had a great turnout on Wednesday. God bless everybody who came out. And I talked to them about the power of the fast and the importance of the fast, called the fast that pleases God. And we had such a great time. And but the three days are the toughest. So those of you that this might be your third or your fourth day, hang in there. 3 days are the toughest, first, second, and third, sometimes bleeding into the fourth. Fifth day, you're strong. You're okay. You're already beginning to think, you know what? I can kind of live like this every once in a while. You know, have a tamal or a fajita or something like that. But you can live like this. You're beginning to feel it. Some of you, your belt loops are already beginning to get a little looser and your scales a little lighter. And you're really feeling good with yourself. That's really good. And still a challenge, though. Still a challenge. Somebody gets in front of you and puts a burger right in your face. Facebook friends are putting pictures of their steak dinners and barbecues and all that stuff. And even me talking might be causing you to fall. I don't want you to fall. I want you to be encouraged. You hang in there. 7 days, it gets easier after 7 days, I promise you. But let me tell you why we're fasting. We're fasting because we want to go before the Lord and we want to ask him to speak to us a certain word. What is the word? Well, that's up to you. What is it that you need? What are you asking of the Lord? This fast is a personal commitment before God, that God give you the words that you need to hear to direct your paths, that you may be able to be successful in your week, in your day, in your hours, in your days. We want to make sure that you're set, that the vision of the Lord is upon you for the future. I have a word this Sunday. It's the first Sunday of the year. I have a word that I'm going to be speaking this Sunday, and I'll be talking about the mission and the mandate of the ministry. But I'm going to begin teaching on the Bible, the whole Bible. I'm teaching on every book of the Bible. We're going to go through when December 31st rolls around, you're going to be able to say, I studied the entire Bible with Pastor. And you may be saying, is that possible? There's so much in there. You'd be surprised how microscopic and microcosmed the Bible is. It's a microbe of who God is. That's all it is. It's a little tiny fiber, but to you, it may feel real big, but the more you study it, you begin to understand it's the same story over and over and over again with different people, and God's testifying of different people, and every book is a different revelation of who Jesus is. And you're gonna come away at the end of the year with 66 perspectives of who our Savior is. And I don't want you to miss out a single Sunday. Don't miss a single Sunday. I'm going to work real hard not to miss any. I might have one or two that are taken care of by one of my pastors, but they're going to stay on target. Nobody's going to miss it. But I want to be able to get a perspective from different pastors of our congregation to be able to share. So I want you to come to church. Come be with us. It's important for you to have a church that's yours, your church, and a pastor that's yours. You know, when you have a good doctor, you stay with that doctor. That doctor knows you's got your file. That file of yours says everything about you. It says all the different works and stuff that's been done in your body. It's a good thing you don't want to leave that doctor. It's the same thing with your pastor. Let me tell you, I've had plenty of cars, and all my cars always have over 100,000 miles. And I've had a car with over almost 300,000 miles. And somebody said, how do you do that? Well, I take care of my cars. Let me tell you how I take care of my cars. When I find a place that I like to change the oil and I like the way they change my oil, I stick with that place. I don't go oil place. I stay with that oil place. Some of them might shut down before I ever leave them. And I make sure I put the same oil in there. I put the same fluid inside there. I check out the water in the radiator and the water in the wiper. I check out my wiper blades. I go to the same store and buy my same wipers. I go to the same place. When I find a place that has good, affordable, faithful tires, I buy them there. I'm faithful to them. And today, you're faithful to your grocery store. You find the grocery store you like. It's right down the road from your neighborhood. You're there. You're faithful. HEB, boy, you're there all the time. Forget that Walmart groceries. Those of you that are Walmart, forget that HEB groceries. Or if you're like me, I like HEB. I go to Walmart neighborhood. I don't like going to Walmart Supercenter because I'll come out buying more stuff than I want to buy. You know, faithful. When you're faithful, you know when the prices are the same. That's the way we need to be with our church. Faithful. That your church is your church. Don't leave your church. Find that pastor that will love you. He's doing things for you. You're not there. You're not there for the pastor. The pastor's there for you. I'm there for you. As pastor of Center Church, I love you. I want to pray with you. I want to talk with you. I want to get to know you. I make my phone available to you, give you an opportunity to call me anytime. You need any prayer, I'm there for you. And I'm raising up pastors that will do the same thing. It's not about them. We don't want the ministry. I will not allow anybody in the church to build that church and them to be the pastor. That's all about them. No, it's all about the people that come on Sunday and Wednesday, come to the Bible study. It's about their children that go into the classroom. It's all about the youngest and the newest person. It's about the one that is the most feeble and the one that's in need. Paul says perfect religion is about taking care of the widows and the orphans. And that's what we have to be about, the widows and the orphans. So Center Church, I want to give you an opportunity to be part of Center Church. Be a member of Center Church. Come and be part. There's plenty of great churches out there. There's some churches, preachers preach better than me. They got better light shows. They got better sound system. They got better air conditioning, better seats, better view. They may say that. I mean, we have an excellent facility. There's places that could be better. Let me tell you something. Let me make sure that I want to keep you in check. Make sure that pastor's all about walking with you and preparing you for life's challenge. What kind of challenges you're going to go through? Make sure that there's an infrastructure set to carry you through, that they're walking in the fivefold ministry. That's the beauty of Center Church, is a legacy church, a church that has generations in history. It has a fivefold ministry. And the Lord brought me there as a fivefold minister, and I am an apostle who builds works. And sometimes people look at that as you're just putting a title on yourself. I don't say I'm an apostle as a title. I call myself an apostle as a verb, I hope you understand that. An apostle is a builder of a work. That's what an apostle, he's a missionary. I'm a missionary to the community. I'm building a work. I'm a prophet. God's, when you're a prophet, when you're an apostle, you can speak prophetically. God's giving you insight. I'm a teacher. I teach the word of God. We break the word down. I'm an evangelist. I'll stir you up and get you prepared, get you encouraged. And I'm a pastor. And I'll marry you. And according to the kingdom of God, I'm a pastor that will walk with you. And will love on you and nurture you, guide you to the water and to the food, and prepare you in all areas of your life. Five areas: spiritual, physical, social, mental, financial. So I want to ask you, if you don't have a church, I want to ask you to come to Center Church. Allow us to be your church. Allow us to pastor you. Get to know me. Because if you get to know me, I get to know you. You'll find out. You'll have a lot of opinions. There's people that have a lot of opinions. When you get to know the person, you really know who the person is. How do you get to know the person? Come talk to me. Let's talk. And all I am is a door opener. That's all I am. I'm a door opener. I want to open the door into a house of treasures that God has given us, called his kingdom. I'm going to open that door that you can come on in and you can be part of a wonderful congregation and you can be have confidence that you can raise your children there and that your children will grow up and raise their children there. That's what we're developing there at Center Church. That's what we have at Center Church. Can't even say develop. We have that. And we shall keep that legacy alive. And we're going to see it grow for all of my days. I will be there. I'm there not for the job. I'm there for the kingdom. And I want to see God change your life. So come on over. Somebody says, how do you get to Center Church? I've recognized that a lot of people think, because I say far, they think it's south, because there's more land of far south of the highway than north of the highway. But we're actually north side of far. We're in North Cage. We're on Nolana and 281, right off of the highway. We're right over there in the middle of all the commerce. You can't miss us. We're right there by, there's multiple hotels, there's gas stations, grocery store down the street. There's other things that are coming up around the corner. So if you want to know where it's at, the best thing I say for people to do is Google Center Church Far. Google it and press on the map. Find out how far I am from your watch, how close I am to you, and how easy it is for you to get to me. Amen. Now all the entrances and passageways on the highway are all open. They're all open. They're still doing construction, but there's all open ways right now. You can go on the highway, exit Nolana, head to the west side of Nolana. You'll see Center Church right there. We're right north of Nolana. We have a private driveway entry off of Nolana, and we also have two entrances right off the highway if you're heading south on 281. So come on over, come see us, and we'll love on you. Bring your children. We have a beautiful children's ministry. We have a great facility and phenomenal ministers and teachers that love the Lord. And our whole mission and mandate is to teach the children from cradle to career. We want to show your children how to grow in the love and the great grace of the Lord. Amen. All right, my friends. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you for sticking through the broadcast and sharing the broadcast and letting people know. We've prayed. We've encouraged. We've gone into the word. I think I got your sail set. Are you ready for the day? I hope you're ready for the day. Amen. Remember when this broadcast, when we're done with it, if you want to share it, become what I call an online evangelist and hit share, even tag some of your friends on your page and let them know that this is a broadcast that they may be watching every single day, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 7 o'clock. Amen. All right. Also hit follow and subscribe everywhere that you're watching. Hit follow and subscribe and let's build this relationship together. I'm Pastor Clark. And I want to remind you, Jesus loves you, and so do I. You go take on the day.